For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. Heaven is a place of eternal perfection where Christians look forward to joining our Creator and Savior after life here on this earth. The jasper walls, gates of pearl, and the golden street are all things the Bible tells us will be in heaven. While there will be many wonderful things in that city, there are also things that will be missing from heaven. This morning, Pastor Holland examines Revelation chapter 21 as he begins a two-part series entitled, The Seven Left Out of Heaven.
All right, let's turn to the book of Revelation, chapter number 21. Revelation, chapter number 21. I've got some good news for you today. I got good news for you every time. Sometimes it isn't what we want to hear, but I got some good news today. I want to talk to you about the seven that is left out of heaven. We're going to be talking about seven things that aren't going to be in heaven. And I'm just grateful. I'm looking forward to going to heaven someday. I don't know about you, but I'm grateful for it. Some of the greatest reading you'll ever find is found in the latter chapters of the book of Revelation. I believe the Scriptures provide a glimpse of the eternal home in heaven. And I'm glad to report to you today, if you're saved and on your way to heaven, what a joy it is one day to be able to be there. We find disclosed in the passages of Scripture the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He said, if I go away, He said, I what will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am there you may be also. And so we remember that His return is going to happen, and He's coming again. We find out after we've been raptured and after the seven-year tribulation period, He's coming back and going to set up a millennial reign upon the earth, which is clearly defined and declared in chapter 20. Now we move to chapter 21, and we see it contains, I believe, some of the most comforting words that you'll ever find anywhere. I think it's important that we encourage one another with the Word of God. Amen? And I think it's important for us to have a glimpse of where we're going every now and then. Just to get us started today, let me read verse 4. The Bible said, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Now, technically today, my message is going to be about the seven things that are left out of heaven. But before we do that, let's talk about some of the things that are going to be in heaven. The Bible speaks of the sounds that are going to be in heaven. If you ever imagine, you know, today you go down the street and you hear honking of horns and you hear sirens and you see ambulances and fire trucks and various ones going in different directions, and all immediately our hearts sink and literally sometimes stop as we begin to worry about that being some of our family, perhaps, that are involved in that. And I remind you, there's not going to be any sounds like that in heaven. There's not going to be no honking of horns, and there's not going to be any sirens. I'm glad today that the Bible said that there's going to be singing, and there's going to be shouting in heaven. I'm excited about the sounds of the city. I'm excited not only about the sounds, but I'm excited about the sights of that city. I've been to a lot of places, been privileged to be able to travel a little bit, be able to go all over the United States and drive through most every state, all states except Hawaii. And I've seen some beautiful things, but nothing I've ever seen will compare to what I'm going to see when I get to heaven. The Bible said, and the 12 gates, in fact, this is verse 21 of chapter 21, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, and it were as transparent glass. I want you to notice he said the street of the city. Oftentimes people sing about the streets of gold. Friend, I believe it's just going to be one long street in heaven. And I know the Bible says it's going to be gold. I tell you today, when I hear the prices of gold and people trying to sell gold, I can't even afford to look at the commercial, much less buy the gold that they're telling us how much it costs. But I tell you, when I get to heaven, I'm going to walk on the street of gold. I believe I just want to kick my shoes off. I'm not only excited about the sounds and the sights, but I'm excited about the saints. There's going to be a glorious resurrection, and there's going to be a grand reunion when we get to heaven. I tell you what a day of rejoicing that will be. If you've got loved ones on the other side, I tell you, I know we enjoy being here, but we long to see those who have gone on before us. Miss my mom and dad. I don't understand everything about it, but I believe that I'm going to see them again because the Word of God tells me. Not only am I excited about the sounds and the sights and the saints, but I'm excited about the Savior most of all. I like that song that says, "Look for me," where? At Jesus' feet. Nothing that would be any greater than to be at the feet of Jesus the moment we enter into His presence. Friend, I'm telling you, I'm excited about heaven, the prospects of what's going to be there. Every one of us is saved today ought to have a strong desire to see our loved ones. We ought to have a strong desire to see our Savior. We ought to have a strong desire to see the sights. And by the way, this sightseeing trip isn't going to cost us a thing. It's already been paid for in full by the blood of Jesus Christ, who redeemed us and gave us eternal life. What a blessed sight it will be. I love the song. It says, "Look upon His face, the one who saved me by His grace, the joy of heaven." Considering the blessings that awaits the saints of God is a glorious thought. However, you know, there's some things that I think we fail to understand, and there's some things we can rejoice about when we consider heaven our eternal home. Never having to worry about terrible things that we're going to leave behind. When we get to heaven, all our worries and cares are going to be left behind. So today, I want to take the final chapters of the book of Revelation and list seven things that will be missing in heaven. Now, these are good things that are going to be missing, and I'm glad for it. First of all, Satan is going to be missing in heaven. I think that ought to make you want to jump up and shout and say, "Glory, hallelujah." He's sure here today, and he's doing everything he can to devour and tear up the child of God and destroy homes and destroy lives. But I tell you, in heaven, he's not going to be there. The Bible said in Revelation 20, verse 10, "And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever." That's a good thought, isn't it? To know that the old devil, Satan, the old one that's been on us all our life and been after us all our life, thank God, he's not going to be there, but he's going to be cast in the lake of fire where he'll burn forever and ever. I think that's one of the most comforting truths of the fact that the devil won't be there. I'm glad today the Scriptures record the eternal destruction of the devil. He doesn't leave us just hanging. I'm glad we get a revelation, we find the rest of the story. Amen? We know where he's at. We know where he's been, we know what he's doing, but we know where he's going, and we know what's going to transpire in that day. The day is coming when the enemy of every child of God, and might I add today, that the devil is the enemy of every child of God, and he's even an enemy of those who are lost. And he does not want you to be saved. He's blinded you to the fact of salvation. But he's not going to be there anymore. There's not going to be any more, first of all, twisting of the Scripture. You remember in the book of Genesis, Eve and Adam and God told them they could not partake of the fruit of the tree of life of good and evil. But yet you remember the serpent, that was the devil. He came in the form of a serpent and he lied to her. He ain't going to be doing that when we get to heaven. Second of all, there's not going to be any tempting to sin. I tell you today, I'm glad the devil is not going to be in heaven. He's not going to be there twisting the Scripture. He's not going to be there tempting us to sin. Friend, again, today, I know the devil gets blamed maybe for some things that he don't need to be blamed for. But I tell you, he gets his fair share of the blame when it comes to tempting us to sin. But I'm glad today he won't be there and there'll be no more tempting to sin. The tables are going to be turned on the tempter. From tempting, he's going to be in torment. From devouring, he's going to experience destruction. And from blaspheming, he's going to have burning for the rest of his life forever and forever. Thirdly, there'll be no more talking about the saints. The devil tries to convince God that we're wrong in the things we're doing, and we truly need to understand today that in heaven there's not going to be any more, no twisting of the Scripture. There's not going to be any more tempting to sin. There's not going to be talking about the saints. The second thing we notice that's not going to be there is the sea. The sea. Everybody likes to go to the ocean. Ain't going to be no beach, ain't going to be no sea. You say, what's the significance of that? Why would it matter? I'll tell you why. First of all, there will be no more harbor for storms. You know, when storms come in at, they're made up in the sea. They come and when they hit land, they destroy land, they take things with them. And I tell you, the absence of the sea in heaven suggests that there will be no more storms for the children of God. There's some of you this morning that's going through a storm. There's some of you this morning just came out of a storm, and there's some of you that's going to face a storm before this year's over. But I guarantee in heaven, there's not going to be any more sea, and there won't be any more storms to harbor in our lives. And listen to this one. This is the best one. There will be no more holdings of sins because the sea won't be there. Where you get that from? Well, Micah 7:19. He said, He will turn again, and He will have compassion on us, and He will subdue our iniquities, and Thou will cast all their sin into the depths of the sea. And the sea, excuse the English, ain't going to be there. Isn't that wonderful today to know that the devil himself is not going to be there, and there's not going to be any more sea, there's not going to be harbor of any storms, and today we'll have peace forevermore, forever and ever and ever, and there'll never be another worry, never be another care, never another heartache, never another disappointment. And yet our sins, thank God He said, I'll cast them in the depths of the sea. The Bible said our sin is scattered as far as the east is from the west. I like this, never to remember them against us anymore. Oftentimes when people die, sailors, mariners die, they bury them at sea. When they're buried at sea, way out in sea, they're gone forever. And when God put our sins in the sea, He cast them away and they're gone forever. And sea is not going to be in heaven with us. And then thirdly, we see there's going to be separation in heaven. The Bible said God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death. Friend, today there's no guarantee that any of us are going to live another day. But I tell you, in heaven, we're not going to have to worry about death. We're not going to have to worry about the graveyard. We're not going to have to worry about funerals. Heaven's a place where the word goodbye will never be spoken again. And there will be no more death. No separation for our loved ones. I tell you, you know, when I get to heaven, I'm going to be with the Lord forever, ever, and ever, and ever, and ever. But I'm going to be with my mom and dad forever, and ever, and ever, and ever. And my son forever, and ever, and ever. And my sisters forever, and ever. And I could just go on and on forever and ever. But there ain't going to be no more goodbyes when I get to heaven. I tell you what a day of rejoicing. I don't understand it. Don't know how it's all going to work. But I know down here that I've had to say goodbye to every member of my immediate family. I've had to experience some very bad things and some heartache along the way. And there's nothing harder than losing somebody in your immediate family, especially those who are close to you. In heaven, don't ever have to worry about that anymore. Nobody's ever leaving. We're all going to be in a place where there'll be no more separation. And then, fourthly, there's not going to be any more sorrow. You know, the Bible said, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. One of the most painful emotions that all of us experience in life is sorrow. The human heart is subject to feelings of depression, discouragement, and despair. I venture to say that even some of you that are sitting here today, all of the emotions of your heart have brought great heaviness and sorrow. But it's a wonderful blessing to know that God's children do not have to experience the same degree of sorrow in heaven that we do here. The Bible said of the child of God in 1 Thessalonians 4:13, He said, sorrow not as others do, which have no hope. The difference is found in our eternal hope in God.
There seems to be no shortage of sorrow on earth, but what a comfort to know there will be no sorrow in heaven. Without heaven, there will be eternal sorrow and damnation. Have you trusted in Christ so you can enjoy heaven? The Bible tells us that no man knoweth the day or the hour. You must be sure you are not left out of heaven. Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792.
We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.